things cannot be long hidden. The sun, the moon, and the truth. So tonight, the truth is going to be unfiltered and full of flavor. Please welcome Dana McCool and Eric Raimondo, bringing you the Smoking Truth.
Boy, something just got deflated real quick over here. Man, that...
Why did I do that, Eric Raimondo?
Maybe it's because you got that little island shirt thing going
no,
on.
No.
No.
That's not it. I'm talking about upstairs earlier.
So, first of all, she's being a little baby right now because I said something about Dana being 60 or 60-something. In the context, my brain is fried.
Just sit in your fucking wrongness, okay? Just sit there. How old do I look, Eric? You have one fucking chance here. How old do I look, Eric?
I thought you made mention to me. Look, I would have pegged you.
I didn't ask you that. I said.
I would have pegged you at mid-50s easily.
Okay, that's all. You're redeemed.
All right.
You ready to do it again?
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Happy Friday!
Woo!
Miss McCool.
You're right. You know that in.
Or something.
You know, in 2 weeks, I'm going to be 60, right?
See, that's why I'm telling you.
I don't give a fuck if I tell you I'm 65. You always have to say,
wait a minute. Can I tell you?
No, you act shocked and surprised.
Oh,
do it.
God. Can I tell you
I'm
something?
I'm turning 60 in 2 weeks.
No way. How could you be? No, that's not possible.
Listen.
Thank you, OG.
Yes, ma'am.
This is how you behave like a man.
Can I tell you? Okay, no, listen.
You cannot
I get it.
Sit in your wrongness.
Can I? Wait,
I've
stop.
Been married 3 times. I know how to answer these questions.
Listen, and I get everybody, right? And trust me, and I do know, OG, and I know better. I'm just telling you. But my point is this. When can we finally own, like, hey, I'm proud, damn. There's wisdom behind this shit. You know what I mean? Like, over here, like, we're
listen,
like,
I want to tell you, come back to me in a few years when your nuts are hanging low. Hey, do you tell me how old you are?
It gets harder and harder to ride a horse. I'm just listen. All I'm saying is,
Eric,
it wasn't meant to be.
All right. Just sit in your wrongness.
All right,
okay, let's get on.
I just sat there.
I have a gift.
You know what
for
the
you.
Funny part is? I just sat there. Oh, okay, 1 second. I just sat there and told everybody upstairs, like, I forgot what I said. Something about all the women in my life, like, dude, because something about you, your name came up, and I was like, God. Like all the other women in my wife. And then you came up and my wife came up and another friend came up out of like the East Side. And, although not always, not in the same way. I don't mean that in a bad way, but just like these women who just like have like these strong personalities. I'm just kind of like, dude, what? I'm so done with all your whatever. Just, you know.
Hey, yeah. I had lunch with the wild one today. I love her.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know
and then I had lunch with the, I had lunch with the, oh my God, what's going to be my nickname? I had lunch with our other one. Mm. So she and I do the same thing at a place once a month.
Okay.
Right? Like we have to serve together.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And she said, you're fucking testy today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and so you know what I did? Mm. She said, you need to go to the beach or something. I keep a bathing suit packed in my truck.
And what did Ms. McCool do?
I went to the beach.
She went to the beach.
Yeah. And then yesterday I said to myself, I got up and I was like, I can't see.
Yeah.
I couldn't see. So I went to the beach. I couldn't see going to work. So I went to the beach.
So she calls me up. So today, guys, everybody knows we always tape in the late in the afternoon on Fridays. And so she calls me up yesterday. Well, actually, she originally called me on Wednesday. And I was just a little busy. I couldn't take the call. So I said, oh, shoot, let me call Dana back. So I called her in the morning, I think is what it was. And she's like, you know, I was having lunch because I got all feisty off because of TPO. And I had lunch with a certain someone. And they were like, oh, my God, you're in a, I guess, to paraphrase, folks, Dana was in rare form. And he said, you need to go to the beach.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there, and that's the call that I get, folks, sometimes from her, just to tell me I'm just going to the fucking beach. You know?
Exactly.
So now it's Thursday, right? So that was Wednesday. So now it's Thursday. I'm just like, so what are you doing right now? Oh, I'm going to do a couple things, and I'm going to the beach.
I know, because it started with, okay, D-Mac has this thing where he knows where I'm trying to get somewhere.
Yeah.
So this is what happened. Something in QuickBooks had to happen right then. I'm getting testy because high tide is at 10:30.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get over to NSB. Oh, but it's got to be fixed. Okay, so I did that. And then his fucking Roomba, the one that mops and sweeps the floor, there was some shit wrong with that, so I had to re-engineer the bag because he went on the cheap and bought the cheap bags instead of the Zoom Roomba bags. So then I had to engineer a cardboard shim in order for the thing to slide down and make proper contact so that he could sweep and mop the fucking floors.
Wow, that was a complicated morning.
It was. So I got out. I was out of the house at 9-ish, maybe 8:45. On the way to the beach, the freaking gates closed because high tide was coming up. But I got the primo spot right there, paid the $20 to park. Because I didn't last time, and I got $25 turned into $50 because I forgot to pay the ticket. So I went there. I had the best day from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. I worked from the beach.
Okay.
I handled some explosive situations from the beach because that sucks less. You know what I'm saying? Sucks less at the beach. So let's get on to housekeeping.
I would say that, yes, getting some explosive stuff done at the beach definitely
so good.
Is.
Sucks less.
Sucks less. Yeah, that's the way it is. Sucks less.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Housekeeping.
All right, everyone, please do not forget to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, everywhere else where you can smoke and chew so we can go ahead and as we roll out the content. Yep. I know that we haven't been as consistent, but Dana and I have made a pledge that we are coming June timeframe, especially with a lot of these candidates. Mm-hmm. Once we start to figure out who qualifies, who doesn't qualify, you know, who's actually going to make it to the date and who's not going to make it to the date.
Yep.
And so forth. And so we'll get there. And then, like I said, in the meantime, we're just going to talk all things, whatever we need to talk about that comes up. I have some issues I want to bring to everybody's attention a little bit just to kind of highlight some things when it comes to money on school district and also motocross track stuff.
Oh, God. So, okay, wait a minute. We got to do the thing.
And no, I know that. I know. I'm going to. Okay. So, Dana, my dear, you go ahead and just, you know, you let me know what you need to let me know or ask away.
Listen.
Yeah.
Who's your lover?
So, I got actually two lovers today.
What?
One's in the cup.
You a little spicy today.
I know.
I'm like
one of these like old time Mormons. You know, hey, two lovers.
Let me ask you. Wait, let me just say this.
Yeah.
Raimundo.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, if I could have two lovers in the old-fashioned Mormon way, one would be this Goose Island light beer. I think they call it Wild Merch. That's what I heard, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I was in a mood for a good light beer today. It was a little warm, and I just was feeling it. Mm-hmm. Not piss beer Budweiser, right? But something else, right? So that's
you just have to get the head
in. That's a good date. Then my other date also
will not be sponsored by Budweiser.
And another date happens to just be a woman on the wrapper is La Aroma, and I have their Mia Moore, which I just was in the mood to do something different, and I went for it. I happened to see it there, and I said, "Let me do it." That's it. Although I'm hearing that tonight there's going to be some Empire stuff happening, so and it wasn't here yet, so I couldn't buy one. Anyways, that is my...
Ask me about mine.
Dana McCool.
Yes.
Who's your lover?
My lover. I had this lover, believe it or not, for the first time at the beach yesterday. And I vowed then that I needed another one. You know, I only smoke like one cigar a month, right? Yeah. But I had to have another one. This is the Pestaña Justice.
Oh.
Okay, and this will probably... be my favorite right now. I just love the Perns.
Are they upstairs?
Yeah, they're upstairs.
Oh, how did I miss? Okay, all right, that's fine.
And I just want to note that you, the straight white Republican male that you are, you're putting something bigger in your mouth than I am, and I just want to point that out.
I'm going to hell for being your friend. Anyways, so let me ask you a question. So is the Justice a little bit different than the regular Connecticut?
Same blend,
right?
Different size.
Okay,
it's a Corona Gorda size.
That's what it was. Okay, no problem. All right, so you like that? Good.
Wait, I'm just gonna break rank right here. OG.
Yes.
Who's your lover?
I'm smoking a Lure cigar today. We don't carry these upstairs.
Oh.
Okay. I was gonna say that was a little anticlimactic.
Sorry. Something somebody wanted me to try.
Yeah.
It's okay.
All good. All good stuff. Okay. I get 100%. So, anyways, all right.
Wait. Before we officially get started.
Yeah.
I have a present for you.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, you did say that. I'm sorry.
So when I was in New York.
Oh.
Okay. I frequent when I go out of town, I like to go to old and independent bookstores.
Oh, okay. Good for you.
Because I believe that these are truly, books are truly the only gift that you should be giving at our age. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We have all the shit we want, right?
Yeah.
And I picked up this book and I browsed through it and I just really thought that this would be a good book for you to put on your shelf and like maybe on the back of your toilet. Mm. I would like to present this book to you.
Do people still read on the toilet? I look at my phone.
Yeah, no, we read. Oh. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, it's called On Bullshit by Harry G. Frankfurt. Yes. Okay.
Here you are, my friend.
Well, I want to thank you so very much. You're welcome. I am going to read this in between reading something else that's...
more spiritually fit.
More spiritually fit, yes, where I'm at today. But I'm definitely going to read this. Interesting. And I love the fact that it's small and kind of like compact like that. So I could just, if I need to take it with me, you know what I mean?
Boom.
And I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I'm going to read this. Kind of like, unlike your socks, which now I wear twice a month. And not because my wife got on me, because she was all like, I can't believe you did that to Dana. And I was just honestly expressing the fact that I just don't wear those type of socks.
Right.
But I do find myself wearing those gray socks with my gray pants at least twice a month. I just like them. Because I got the cigar and a little glass of wine thing. And I know you thought about that. I know. But it's just not my thing. And so I just now, but I do find it kind of cool. And I'm like, you know what? That's the only sock that I wear that way. I mean, I have like another pair, like semi Argyle, a little bit print, but like traditional, like sock, like dress sock type. But that one that you gave me there, I wasn't. So I just said, you know, so my wife got on my case. And I was like, you know, and now I find myself twice a month, long story short.
You're
and
right. Thank you.
So I'm not going to say a word. All I'm going to say is thank you. And I do plan on reading it. You have my word on that.
Thank you, Eric. Yes. I appreciate that.
See, this is all part of the just getting better with oneself. That's it. You know what I mean? I'm trying. And it ain't on this either.
All right, listen.
Yeah.
Wow. It's been a week.
It has been. There was something that came up earlier this week, which I told and I was telling you I was going to talk about it.
Yeah,
There's two things I really want to talk about. Ash, go away. One of them is obviously the school district issue with the money. And this speaks to a broader problem, not just in Volusia, but I'm going to identify the Volusia because that's where I live, but also other school districts. But anyways, and then obviously the motocross thing that obviously popped up in the news this week. And I know that's something you've been harping on a little bit about, and it's the money, and I just had some time to really just reflect. And so then today, I was thinking, like, as I'm kind of, like, around, I thought about it briefly in between, like, one or two meetings I was going to and or whatever, something else. And I was kind of like, you know, how do I want to approach this issue with the school district? Because I don't want to come off as being like I'm hammering them. Because obviously there's enough happening. Obviously Mark's got his thing out there. Mark Barker's, he's hammering the school district. The News Journal did their story on it, but I feel it needs to be addressed. Only from the perspective of that, once again, we go back to our leadership, whether it be the superintendent and the school board, and kind of going, what's going on over here? So as everybody knows, there's this thing floating around about, and obviously, I want to, hopefully we can just put it to bed after this a little bit, but it's just, we got to acknowledge it because it is what it is. So obviously everybody knows that there's been this issue of these ESSER funds, these federal funds that came down during COVID for all these school districts to use for elementary, secondary, whatever. And I forget what the full name of ESSER is. Anyways, these ESSER funds, these federal funds that school districts were using in order to do whatever, and almost whatever, but anyways, could have been used for a whole wide range of things, from, you know, technology in the classrooms to helping with, if you wanted to do, let's say, you know, after school, like that 1 year, 2 years math things to help get, you know, some of the kids along that maybe were the weaker kids. Could have used it for construction costs, renovations, this, that, and the other. All these things. And our school district uses the funds in large part for teachers, which I'm not opposed to. If you know, though, in 2 years, you can make up the difference, because those are recurring funds. Teachers, those are recurring expenses, right? And either you got a plan, or you use it one time. And so, what does the school district do? They go ahead and they use the funds for more teachers. My challenge, and so the problem here, the other problem is that obviously some of the school board members, this is where I'm going to chastise them a little tiny bit. They spoke up about this issue. This problem, folks, so let me correct everybody right now. Contrary to what the superintendent says, this is not an inherited problem. I can go on a lot about Scott Fritz, the former superintendent. I can go on a lot, bully, whatever else, and everything else. But that's not an inherited problem. That was a superintendent now that we have problem, okay? And the fact that the former budget person, because this budget person we have today, I don't like the guy, and I don't trust him. But anyways, the former budget person sat there and said, hey, look, this, and laid out the whole thing. And our own school board members commented on the fact, I don't want these funds being used for, I don't want these dollars to be used for recurring expenses because we're going to run into a problem. But the school district still did that anyways. So I'm trying to understand, and until somebody clearly explains from the district, which they always do a horrible job, and that's all of them. I don't care if it's Volusia County Schools. I don't care if it's Volusia County District. I don't care if it's what city it is. For some reason, everybody has a problem with just admitting that there was a mistake and then move on from it. And nobody's done that. And so this thing keeps lingering out there. And so my point is, I'm sitting there kind of going, well, wait a minute. If the school board members said we should not be using those dollars for that, which I'll remind everybody did, but they still voted for it anyways, should not be using those dollars for that. Why then is the superintendent using those dollars for that? And then here we are 2 years later. Yet we'll go out and hire international teachers, international folks, when we got teachers right here, qualified, more than qualified people over here in Volusia County. And I never understood this. And you know what I hate, and I'll give Mark credit for this. I love the whole commentary makes the ivory tower thing, because I feel like that it's always, we know best and you don't know shit. I go back to, you want to complain about certain things with the state, they're always going to complain about the state. That's always going to happen. But there's a certain level of accountability that has to happen at the local level where we're just going, wait a minute, how do we get to this point where 2 years later, did we not know this was coming? And yet we're sitting here trying to hire international teachers. Like, there should have been a plan over a year ago to say, we need to start shifting some teachers around. But this is my problem with the district all the time. I told a school board member this going back about 4 months ago, 5 months ago. I had to sit down with this individual and say, I want to clear the air of some things. I want to get some things out of the way. And I privately, and I think you know what they were for. I think I mentioned to you. I want to clear the air because of some bullshitty stuff that happened last year. It is what it is. What I said was, what I get tired of, and I tell you the reason why. My kids are done. My kids are done going to school in Volusia County. But as a taxpayer of Volusia County, and my dollars are going to the school system, and I do believe in a certain level of, you know, hey, we're all in this together, right? People paid before me, paid for me, and I want to pay it forward as well. But I get tired of the, I feel like in 15 years, 20 years, we have not moved the needle in Volusia County schools. Other school districts not too far from us are all doing pretty good. Hey, Seminole County, everybody's always talking about, well, we should just go to Seminole County. They're a better school district. And on top of that, they probably they treat their employees a little better. Commentary you hear from time to time. But I feel like in 15, 20 years, I told this individual, we have not moved the needle. And it doesn't come from bashing teachers. It doesn't come from bashing school-based principals. And I'm not saying they're all, you know, to escape from that either. But, you know, what I'm saying is that I've seen this happen for the better part of 15 years. I've been kind of paying attention, more so specifically over the last 10, 12 years, where I see all this shifting around. Like last year, we're going to shift all these people. And we all know the hubbub that created, right? They shifted all these people around, all these principals and APs and this, that, and the other, right? Did all the shifting around. Greatest thing since sliced bread. I've seen that rodeo too before a few times. But they were going to move all these people around. What did that get us? I guarantee you, mark my words, you're going to see another massive shift happen again this year. You want to know why? Because nothing really transpired. Nothing great happened. If you tell them, you come back with some great numbers, and I'm not talking about fabricated numbers, I'm talking about great numbers, that where we can see the proof is in the pudding, hey, I'm all for it. Hey, we need to tweak a little bit more. We're moving out in the right direction. But that doesn't happen.
Two questions.
Wait, hang on. I've seen, and I know a lot of these people,
mm-hmm.
I've seen principals
mm-hmm.
get moved around that probably shouldn't have been moved around.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen APs
mm-hmm.
get promoted. Not worth their salt. Not worth their salt. But because they're good at kissing ass of a certain particular somebody who happens to be the academic lead for the whole entire district, all right, they'll kiss his ass. But people who actually know their job, but because they're willing to speak up, folks, when are we ever going to get out of the box thinking? I see there's enough APs in Volusia County schools and principals that can really make a difference. But what they want is somebody to go ahead and fall in line. That's what they want. You can't question this. Can't question that. It's crap. They all come in. They all come from other places. They come to Volusia County. Well, Volusia County, the problem is you guys just don't know any better. That's why we're bringing all these people from out of different areas. You know, there's somebody that's in government that I respect a lot, and this is what they told me. They're a leader. This is what they tell me. The problem is, and I'm going to link it back to why I go, this is a crock of crap that we don't have qualified good people in Volusia County. We'll hire these people from all over the place, but this individual told me the biggest problem that school districts have is they're all coming from the same pool of people that are all raised up the same way. All superintendents come up the same way. They're all trained the same way. Now, you get a few who happen to be strong-willed enough to think outside the box and think long-term for what they're trying to accomplish. But most, it's all about the next 2-3 years so I can get the next contract. Or maybe I use it as a stepping stone to move someplace else. That's always a problem. And Volusia County, because we're a number 12 or number 13th ranked in size, we never get somebody here long enough to stick around to really make an impact in Volusia County because they're looking for one of the bigger school districts. That's always my challenge. And so you can sit here and say, we're going to bring people from outside because Volusia County doesn't know, but we hire these people, the leadership, from outside, and I don't see no real marked gains at all. And I've talked to some folks, and it's always the same comment. We've moved, well, the state's moved too, in general. And we've moved along, generally speaking, with the state. Okay. But what have we done with all these moves that we do? You're going to see a shuffling happen. Trust me when I tell you. It happens almost every cycle with Volusia County Schools. And it happens in a lot of districts, but I'm picking on Volusia County Schools to a certain degree because this is my home district. And folks, I say this because I want our leaders, more importantly, the school board, regardless of my own opinion about how I feel about like school boards are probably coming more and more. I'm coming to the realization they're probably a waste of time. They are what they are right now. They are here. And so what I'm trying to find is real leadership from the school board to really stop sitting there with the, and you know this, a lot of elected officials do this. Well, I wasn't sure, I said this, but then you voted another way. And that happens a lot. And it happens in Tallahassee, too. I'll admit, it happens in Tallahassee, too. My point is that if you saw the problem coming, why not have these conversations early on? That now there's this, all this hubbub about 240-some-odd teachers being displaced. And they're still having to I think they're still trying to figure out the remaining 70-some-odd, whatever it is. And then we create all these problems. And it makes no sense to me. You could have two schools. They were looking at condemning one of the schools and supposedly condemning one school because it wasn't fit enough, and now they want to redo that school. You could use ESSER funds for one-time programs or one-time deals like technology. I'm pretty sure there's plenty of schools that could use technology or renovations that are schools that are 20 years old. You could use those funds for. Why are they using that way? I'm just like beyond me. Like, I don't understand that. Like, I'm all for making sure we're properly staffed at the school-based level. But then don't come back afterwards and try to make it feel as if like they're just people and or two. Like, dude, these are teachers we're talking about and principals we're talking about. And I'm a firm believer. You want my honest opinion? It's time to break away from the model that everything has to be centrally controlled at the school district level. I think we should be giving principals more autonomy over their budgets, how they're going to run their schools. I'm sick and tired of the central command that I'm seeing. And to a certain extent, I hate when I see it sometimes happening in Tallahassee. I know you rail about it sometimes when it comes to local government stuff. And I do and I will tell you, sir, certain things I kind of go, okay, yes, I understand. And certain things I kind of go, where does it all stop? And it's been happening for a long time at the federal government level. But I see this consolidation happening in every single school district. Like, they can master plan the whole thing. Like, every area in Volusia County is going to operate the same exact way. And it's not going to. Mm-hmm. Not going to. So there you go. That's my thing for today on the school district.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about this.
Okay.
I want to talk about in general, period. Now, we've just spent 20 minutes talking about that.
I don't know if it's 20 minutes, but okay.
It's fucking 20 minutes. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, 23, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. That's why you're the OG.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, yeah. The timer's a little behind. But that's okay. We'll do that one.
Fine. Okay.
But
whatever.
Here's my point.
Okay.
I have started doing this.
Mm.
I like talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Mm.
Okay. So I want to call that the ugly.
Yeah.
And the bad thing about that is that it erodes public confidence as far as the politics go in the school situation. You have a lot of people opining on the subject.
Yeah.
Okay.
Agreed.
Now I want to talk about the good.
Okay.
All right. I see these same people that we're railing about that are at schools every single day. Okay. I'm at functions with some of these people. I'm in the schools. I'm watching the difference, right? The sad thing is that we do not engage teachers more. Teachers have become almost secondary to education. And to me, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers understand who the effective leaders are. Okay? Teachers are in the foxholes, right?
I agree.
We underutilize our teachers in the ways that would matter, and we overlord them to the point of ineffectiveness in the respect that a lot of teachers feel like administrators anymore and not teachers.
I don't disagree with that.
And so I just want to talk about the good, that there are good things, you know, going on with our education system. I do not want this to become the catalyst for, okay, here we go, charter schools. The, you know, I know that the money follows the student. I understand that philosophy. We have the, you know, philosophical way of thinking that public education is bad. There are some people who are never, ever going to be happy with public education again. And, you know, I think that it's always going to be that way until we invest more money into, you know what I mean, our education system and doing it the right way. Listen, I wish somebody would just sit down and ask our superintendent why these or they would be forthcoming, why these things were done this way. Like, has anybody like sat down and asked? I've not seen anything in print or social media, so I'm just saying, to my knowledge, nobody's asked these questions. I mean, we have willing school board members, so talk about that. I want to understand why these decisions, you know what I mean, are made. Listen, I'm very familiar to dysfunctional politics. And sometimes you just forget what good governance actually looks like, right? And I think that positive feedback is needed here, right? Because we have a lot of people beating our district. And, you know, I have my butt on my shoulders regarding a lot of stuff in the district that I think sucks. I wish that they would take ownership of concurrency. I think that it's horrible. I think the way that the state has us allocating the student-to-teacher ratio is fucked up. There's no better descriptor than that. I think that our ESE students are being done a disservice in this respect, that when they allowed larger classroom sizes and they allowed teachers to be utilized as, you know, you know what I'm talking about, ESE, bringing students in that aren't ESE into ESE classes, or cutting or enlarging the classroom size, I should say, that sucks too.
Yeah.
You're not getting that instruction. So there are a lot of things, but how do you correct that and how do you address that? Everything is so adversarial anymore. Do you know what I mean? It really is. And it comes from an overstimulation of CYA. Everybody's so busy doing it.
But you know what? Here's the challenge. Here's always a challenge. Mm-hmm. This is what I've learned in several different school districts that I come across and deal with.
Mm-hmm.
To your point, it becomes more about their own careers than does the students. And what I see sometimes happening is, look, Ida Wright came before the school board this past week.
Mm-hmm.
I have tremendous respect for Ida Wright. Always liked her. When I first got a chance to meet Ida Wright, I sat down one day with her. I met with her and Bethune-Cookman when she was there. We sat down one day. We talked a little bit politics, just a couple different things. And, you know, and had a really good conversation with Ida. Always had good respect for her. And she came before the school board and she says, and she identified like three things that she was very disappointed with at the school board. I don't remember exactly what they were. My point in saying that is, I want the school board. I want to be clear with everybody. I'm pointing out the bad. It's the elephant kind of in the room. But there's problems internally that they need to fix. Some of this backlash that we're talking about in the negative stems from somewhere. It's not just stemming from Eric Raimondo. I talk to a lot of people in the district. And I'm going to tell you this right now. And just around Volusia County. And I'm going to tell you this right now. It's stemming from a certain level of either bullyism that happens quietly, kind of either nonchalant or in your face, direct. To your point, listening to your troops on the ground, because they'll tell you. Mm-hmm. I think listening more to your principals on the ground, because they'll tell you. But I've gathered this feeling already from a few people. They don't want to listen. It's my way or the highway. And what I say is, I want the school board members to understand that you guys still have a problem that's festering in there. Pay attention, please, because it's going to continue to fester if you're not careful. You know what one of Scott Fritz's problems was before when he left, besides the fact that he, you know, his personality really started coming through and he realized that he's just more of a bully? He was overly reliant. What it did him in was his, hey, I'll give it credit for that, loyalty to one person who probably was not qualified to be in a certain position, and it did him in because everybody was trying to call his attention to it and he wouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. There's an over-reliance, some sort of this massive loyalty. And at some point in time I go, hey, it's either your loyalty to that one person or it's the kids. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say the same thing right now. I see a little bit of that same thing happening because certain people are cut from the same cloth. And I see the same thing happening again, where there's an over-reliance on one person, and I'm just sitting there kind of going, wait a minute. So much so that they're the ones kind of, what you see on public is what you see in public. That's fine. But there's other things happening behind the scenes. I'm just sitting there kind of going, oh my God. And I'm just telling you right now that we'll come to the end of this contract cycle for the superintendent, and we'll see some school boards running again for office. And I'm gonna tell you, mark my words, we're gonna be sitting here having the same conversation about what did happen over the last few years. And we'll sit here and go, not a whole lot. But there was a lot of movements though, a lot of upheaval, a lot of this, that, and the other. And I told you, like Doc, who's coming to the city, I wanna give people the opportunity and chance.
I love him.
But when you start off already with a negative foot, it's hard to come back from. It's a challenge, unless you know how to course correct. And that's always the challenge, is willing to admit that there was a missed opportunity and then course correct, is all I'm saying. And what I want my school board to do, honestly, my best to them, is I really want them to be able to take a look at what's going on, listen to your people on the ground if you can, listen to the folks out in the community, and figure out there's a need to course correct in some way. And also start thinking short term. We have to start thinking long term. Mm-hmm. These problems didn't happen overnight. And they're not going to fix themselves overnight.
Brother, I'm there with you. Listen, I want to talk about a couple things. I want to tell you that on Sunday night, this past week, last weekend, I attended a very important event. It was the Race to Stop Suicide. That was hosted at the News Journal Center by Randy and Daniel Dye.
Okay.
There was a group in there, Beyond the Brotherhood, that came in. And I'm just going to tell you, if you do not, there was a march to stop suicide held at the track in conjunction with Jeep Beach.
I saw something about that, yes, over the weekend. Yes, I did. Yeah. Okay.
So I just want to draw attention to that cause. If you've not visited, go visit it. I was so impacted by that young man, and when I say young man, by Daniel Dye at 20 years old, I believe 19 or 20, sorry, to watch that kid be in his mischievous boots, you know what I mean, just a few years ago, to listening how the impact that a family suicide had on him. You know, when Randy Dye started reading these letters from the website, and at least mentioned three times that I had, people were writing in, I had a family member that committed suicide. I had a friend that committed suicide. I had a friend that committed suicide with a gun. And I am watching the results of this, the vote that went down. And my disappointment in this is really, first of all, my disappointment is in the outcome of that vote for the 3-day waiting period to be repealed. That was Danny Robbins, my brother, my younger, irritating asshole brother. Okay. That was his thing, his personal agenda, and doing it in the name of people. No, you're not, because nobody fucking brought it to him to bring up. It was just him. It's his thing. Whatevs. But in talking about that, the government, the feds are closing that loophole here. It's in within 30 days. It's going to be, you're going to have to do it anyway. So what a waste of time and energy. The feds are coming, going to take care of that loophole. But we have a problem you know, and I would just like to see us get better in Volusia County. We're doing great things for veterans. You know, we're the our friend Stacy Cantu helped lead the charge for the Barracks of Hope. You know, the city of Deltona purchased a room. We have our name on a room. So I would like for us to talk more, you know, about mental health because that leads to substance abuse. And, and it's 100%
costly. 100% agreed.
So I want to talk about that. And I also want to talk about, you know, the and you talked about this. So now we have the motocross.
Yeah.
Let me just get into that for a second, okay? How long have I been railing about this?
Probably about the better part of probably 2-3 months now.
More longer.
Probably longer than
9 months, at least, when they started talking about it.
Is that how long they've been talking about
it? Brother, listen, when they did the goal setting visioning session, those seven intelligent men up on that dais... When out of 559,000 residents in Volusia County, the diversity that we have and the amount of issues that we have, when their collaborative effort said the most important thing is motocross. We want a racetrack.
And that goes into...
Wait a minute. Let me finish.
I need to finish. I'm sorry. My apologies. I got to finish making fun first. Go ahead.
Okay. We want a motocross track.
God.
Okay, we need to go get dirty. That's what's wrong with boys today. They not getting dirty. Let me finish.
Oh, gee, that's her Jethro voice. That's what we're gonna call it. Oh, Jethro's coming out.
Listen,
got it.
Our boys, our people ain't getting dirty enough. We need a taxpayer funded racetrack, y'all need to like it.
I want to sling some mud at you.
That's right. I want to do it on racetrack. I'm gonna do it on dirt track.
Oh God.
Listen. I agree that our kids need to be mentored to more outside activities. Yeah. I'm all for that, but not on the back of taxpayers with something that a couple of hundred people are going to use and that can be taken up by private enterprise instead of using ECHO funds or trying to use taxpayer dollars for it. Go talk to NASCAR. We're racing capital. Go do that venture with them. You know, and my not hesitancy, but the salt to me is that we have so many more pressing issues. I've been called a sexist. Mm. I've been called anti-rider, which, by the way, I ride. I've ridden forever. I don't have anything. I love motorsports. Yeah. I love the Red Bull Series. I love the Romaniacs. I love watching them climb the Carpathian Mountains on them motorcycles and walking them up. I love motocross.
And I bet you half of them who are listening don't even know what that is, and they're supposed to be bike riders,
right? Exactly. Yeah. I'm sorry. Let me start. It's the Carpathian Mountains. You can look that up in Romania, and it is an elite racing series with the top motocross riders. So go look it up. But I like that. But that's sponsored by what? Red Bull, a private entity. Go do that and stop trying to put your maleness all over me, because that's what it is. I ride and I can say that. I'm a female and I can say that. The difference in what we could do with that $10 million, that proposed $10 million, as far as, I don't know, maybe we could give some to some nonprofits to help build some more domestic violence beds. Since men like to beat up women, I mean, you know, there's that.
Infrastructure.
Exactly. Infrastructure.
You know, I mean, they had to have some sales tax they were trying to propose a couple of 3 years ago, 4 years ago, right? And that died.
So
I'm thinking if you take the $10 million and put it in some sort of a trust fund account that's going to have that interest bearing, you can use it as a start towards what projects can we identify in Volusia that we can help some of our local governments.
And I talked about that at TPO Wednesday morning when I got spicy. When I said this, the money, I was talking about the embedded light project in Deltona. We're on the slate for 2026, and I said we're number one as far as fatalities for pedestrian bike. We need that. We need it to move up the list. And I was corrected on the real reason why that has happened, and it was because of I think it was more of a project submission thing than it was. But we're still on the list, and I'm very listen, Colleen, you're a rock star. If no one knows her, oh my Lord, she is the oh my God, what's her title? Director of TPO.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yes. I don't know her, but I know who you're talking about. Yes.
So she explained that. But my point was also, it's like, you know, how do these projects get, I'm getting somewhere with this. How do these projects get rated for this? Because, like, you know, the Pioneer Trail project that everybody that's in legal terms agreed that it's a bad idea, but we pushed it through anyways. That was 15 years down the list. When we had LPGA that needs it now. But LPGA is a hot mess.
Yeah.
It really is. So yeah. I'm talking about how we're prioritizing. I don't get it, or either I'm not seasoned enough in politics, or I'm not seasoned enough to really understand. But having a motocross track, and, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I've watched the comments and stuff. It's 70-30. 70% of people says, no.
Yeah.
We don't want public funds for that. And 30% say, oh, my God, it's the best thing since sliced bread.
I'm not necessarily opposed to some sort of motocross track. What I'm, what I have concerns with is the fact that we're going to build it out.
Yep.
And then we got to maintain it.
Nope.
Which means we're going to have to get insurance on that property, obviously, because in case, you know, there's accidents, something like that, and there's potential
liability.
Liability, lawsuits and all that stuff.
Which
litigation.
There will be.
My point in saying all that is I'm going to get on a Republican kind of soapbox for a moment here.
Please
so when Frank Bruno, when Frank Bruno proposed the convention center, many moons ago, Republicans in this county went batshit crazy, right? Saying, oh my God, it's a boondoggle. We're going to spend so much money in this idea, which I did not disagree because we did. And some of that is also because I just felt like Volusia County just did not hire the right people on top of that too. Cause it's kind of a concerted effort here where it's just like, okay, like we probably shouldn't be in the business of creating convention centers, but then we don't know how to hire people either to make money for these convention centers. And it's just like, and then it just all became some money pit. And then 15, 20 years later is when we're starting now break even and starting to make, I think now we're making some money on the convention center, but it took a long time. My point is it took a long time to get there, but Republicans railed against it. Sunrail. Sunrail was one that Republicans, I mean, they made it a mission in 2010 to basically everybody that was running for local government in Volusia County was talking about Sunrail. And I was one of those going, I have concerns about it because I understand what happens to public transportation. I get it. Public transportation is a cost. It's a cost burden to the taxpayers, but everybody has to come to an agreement and say, hey, this is what we want to pay for. There's no money in it. Because if you actually have to make money off this stuff, it's actually a little bit pricey. It's one of the reasons why New York City went years ago. They tried to do private back in the early 1900s, and they had to go public because they couldn't make money. The original intent was to get everybody from the Bronx and everywhere else for labor to come down. And when they realized they couldn't pay the ticket, New York City said, okay, we'll take it over and we'll subsidize it. Now it's a major hit to the city every single year, but hey, there's ridership all over New York City, so whatever. Okay. My point in saying that is that's the thing with Sunrail. And it's going to take a long time. But wait. But now that we're going to expand to OIA in other areas and the parks, which I say, okay, I guess makes some sort of business sense. But everyone's going to have to foot the bill. This ain't going to be just like Orange County's paying for this thing. It's everybody involved in Sunrail's going to have to pay up.
Yep.
More money is going to have to come from where? Volusia County coffers. And have we started paying already on the Sunrail in Volusia County? Or are we not there yet? I don't remember. I know there was a certain time frame that I think the Fed money was going to kick in or whatever. And then at some point in time, everybody that was part of that whole Sunrail line was going to have to kick in their money, each county, right? Okay. So there's that. But Republicans railed against it because it was another public project. They felt like there's no money in it. Now, let me get to the motocross thing.
Okay.
I have to believe, once again, not saying I'm completely opposed to it, but I have to believe that if somebody out there, one of these motocross operator companies is out there, and thought that there was some great money in this.
They'd have done this shit a long time ago.
Because why not build in Volusia County? There's still plenty of land you can go to.
Speed
capital of the world. Why not have that in conjunction with that?
Because they see the light. Because you know why? It's their money. And they're not using public funded money. And it's their money. And they know it's a bad deal. So don't be telling me that this shit tastes like peach pie when I know what a turd looks like.
So once again, now if you come to me. Here's another thing too, right? If you come to me and you tell me, hey, we peach pies.
What happened?
It just hit me the
peach pie thing.
Yeah, peach pie with peach pie turd. She said,
"Yeah, I know what peach pie tastes like. It's not a turd or something like that."
Yeah, the folks will know it when they hear it out there. Anyways, to me, it's like okay, so we got this proposed drawing, which looks nice. Okay, it's fine, but has anybody called? And I don't know because I haven't heard it. And you're following this a little more closely than I am. Mm-hmm. Has anybody called any other county across America where they have one of these motocross tracks?
Motor crash
places. And once again, I'm not against dirt bikes because I rode every once in the blue moon with some friends. You know, so I get it, man. But
you're going to be called a man traitor right now. You know that, right? Because you didn't stick with the manhood.
I'm getting to a point here. Yeah, I know, right? But I'm getting to a point. Has somebody contacted anybody else to say, hey, what is the actual true cost of this and what's going to happen down the road? How much are we going to have to foot the bill on as far as maintenance is going to be concerned moving down the road? I haven't heard anything. Are they doing anything with sponsorships? Do we know? Do we have any examples that somebody's not telling us yet? Oh, guess what? We got some major corporate sponsors going to help with the bill for us, and that's it. Which one? That would be one idea. If Volusia County decides, okay, we're going to go ahead and we're going to put the $10 million, but we're going to get now moving forward, we're going to go ahead and get corporate sponsorships to help pay for all that stuff. Maybe the Speedway, whoever, right? If you come to me with all that proposal, all that in mind, I might go, okay. But I know how these things go. It's all good pie in the sky stuff. And then when we find out for the next 5 to 10 years, bare minimum probably, is we're footing the bill. And there's money. One more time, money, folks, leaving the coffers. Instead of going to what's one of the most important things we have that everybody's trying to address around the state, which is infrastructure.
Listen, you know what it makes me think of?
What?
You've seen the commercial with the fucking dude with the fishing pole and he throws it out. Ooh, he almost had it. Remember that time? You know what I'm talking about? That's exactly what it is. We selling it this way, but it's really going to be this way. And that's the way it always is. It makes me crazy.
And I'm surprised that more people, even quote-unquote Republicans, aren't like more on board. Like, hey, wait a minute. Let's hang on a second. Or are you allowing your motocross-like fantasies, like Trump, the fact that there's money involved in this? Right, and we're supposed to be good stewards of our dollars here. You know, I just don't. I'm trying to I'm not trying to be anti it, but I'm just. But I've heard this argument. Like I feel like I've heard this argument before, and it's taken us the better of 10 years to come back. And in the meantime, other things will happen. We'll probably run through another recession. Things are going to happen. All you run the gamut. This thing is not making money anytime soon. No. If it was, a private operator would have done it a long time ago.
Hey, you know what I want to get into?
Yes,
but I'm
ma'am.
Doing. I'm going to tell you, in the next 2 weeks, we're going to talk about this in depth because we're going to talk about transport. Is what we're going to talk about. The county, evac, our local firefighters, wherever. I'm talking about our transport, hospital transport. I'm trying to do a little bit more research on this, but I want to talk about it because there's some BS that.
Okay.
There's some BS that went on, and politically, I don't want to step in a landmine. You know what I mean?
Oh, speaking of transport, I just had an epiphany. Speaking of transport,
yeah,
Votran, right? Votran was supposed to be the answer to a lot of things, public transportation. And I'm telling you, it's a money pit. Now, I will thank our Volusia County government for coming up with a different plan on how to shuttle people and get people across. Now they got this new, almost like a rideshare type deal you can do, which I love. I'm thinking again, why couldn't we have started with something similar to, now maybe the technology wasn't 100% there, but but rideshare has been around for some time already. And why couldn't we start small? But then, because I heard all the complaints. Do you know how long it takes me to get from Deltona to New Smyrna Beach on our current? We need to fund it. But we were already putting so much money into this thing. It was taking them 2 hours, which I, especially for a lot of seniors, man, I felt so bad. Like, what am I supposed to say? That's really a county issue. And there's really, I mean, you got to talk to your county commissioners or county council members and put more money. But nobody wants to dump more money into Votran because they're already dumping a ton of money in there. So now they decided to pull back within the last few years and say, okay, we need to rethink this. Once again, kudos to them for thinking outside the box and staying with the times and going, hey, can we do some sort of rideshare service where we can shuttle people, seniors, whoever, to get to their appointments a little better? That to me sounds cool and I love it. So thank you very much for Volusia County for doing that.
Listen, I want to get into something too. And we all know this. We all know how much crap I give Volusia County Council. But there's not one up there. Well, there might be one that I don't respect.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
I will tell you this. I had at large Jake Johansson and Danny sit me down after TPO because I was getting borderline heated about a subject that we talked about there. And, you know, they stayed after the meeting in the airport lobby and they said, come over here, commish. And, you know, we talked about an issue. We talked about a resolution. As much as I rail against the collective body, because it's like, you know, when you have your own kids, you know what I mean? But then you add the cousins, right? And then it gets a different, totally dynamic. That's what, in my mind, that's what goes on.
Yeah.
Individually, you get these boys apart, and they are amazing. They are. I there's not a one I haven't talked to, and I told you last week that I just had. I give props when props are due. I believe that we should do that. I believe that we should praise as much as we criticize. And I will tell you some of the stuff that NUA had to be there that Don Dempsey has done and that he's championed for is quite admirable to me, you know, with his experience. And I don't know him that well, I will tell you that Troy Kent is beloved to me. Mm-hmm. I like him a lot. He's a solid human being.
Say
what you will. We don't align politically on a lot of things. But I'm trying, as we move forward, to humanize the people that we vilify. You know what I mean? Because I'm guilty of it. As a collective body, I smack my head all the time. Like, what's up with these guys? You know, you know what I call them, right?
Yeah.
The tidy whitey righties.
Oh, yeah.
Because it just is. You know what I mean? Collectively. And I think that people sometimes get lost in their own little private Idahos. You know what I mean? And
I don't disagree with that.
And
I've been there before to call individuals out privately.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what was railed against several years back, I feel like we're going on that path, and I just want to call it attention. All I can do is advise.
Listen, can I say something? This is you and I talking in code, and people have figured out there's some BS about the...
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yep.
Yeah. It's been brought up, and it's going to...
Once again...
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
I was called sexist on Volusia Issues, which, you know, Gigi and I butt heads all the time, on there.
Yeah.
There's another dude that I go against right now, but there's... I was called a sexist because I talk about it in terms of... straight males up there making decisions for, they're supposed to be representing everyone. Mm-hmm. And it's my feeling that some of the decisions are so just male oriented. I believe we need to get females back up on that dais to have a good mixture. You know, because here's the thing, you can't as a Republican male, right, tell me this, that a home should be the sanctity of the home and the male being the leader, blah, blah, blah. Well, here's the thing. You have a female in that home also. So to say it doesn't, that it runs the same way with all males up there than it would if there was a female balance up there. I'm sorry. We have different energies. We have different goals. And there's a reason why when I get preached to by the extreme right about what a real family should look like, I want you to take a dose of your own medicine and understand when I rail against that, it's because there is not enough feminine energy up there. Men and women do think of things differently. That's not me being sexist. It's me talking about the holistic health of the whole constituency.
And
the motocross track, it's become an easy target because it's a predominantly male sport. Again, I ride. Thank you very much. Again, I love motocross. Carpathian Mountains, look it up. Okay, so that's not it. It's the fact that is the most important. Look at what is in media.
Yeah.
What is it about? Motocross. When is the last time that as a body up there, they talked about mental health?
Yeah.
Substance abuse. Creating a domestic violence shelter or supporting ones that are struggling right now.
Mm-hmm.
When have they addressed here's the thing. The feds have now cut VOCA funding. That's victim advocates, okay, with the sheriff's department.
Yeah.
Victim advocates. The feds have cut VOCA funds by 41%. Now, who's going to bear the cost of that? The counties are going to have to because the city's, my city is run by the sheriff's department, right? Mm-hmm. There's where my victim advocacy is. They've not brought that up. This happened already.
Yeah.
41%, Eric. Where's that money? Does anybody talking about that? Are there any males up there on that dais addressing that? No. So when I tell you that there's an imbalance of energy up there, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not being sexist. I'm just saying, for God's sakes, we need, for a healthy constituency, we need nurturing as much as we do dirt. Sorry.
No, it's a different thought process. And I would say my only thing I always tell you is that I don't want it. It should never be forced. I would encourage any woman that's out there to run for office, please. I mean, I'm a big believer I think having a woman's perspective it definitely gets you to think a little bit differently sometimes. That more nurturing nature, whatever it means. Cause I could see where men get very cold and sometimes not just the way we are, we're built, right? And so there's a reason why we have our two sexes the way they are, not to diminish one or the other.
And here's the thing, you know, I would jump all over that.
Yeah.
In recognition, though, there's different energies up, you know what I'm saying?
I don't disagree.
I am trying to traditionalize, really, I'm trying to stabilize the dais up there.
Yeah, I will tell you this. My personal opinion is for a number of individuals that are up there, not all, but a number of individuals, what I'll tell you is I do believe in many cases, I think their heart's in the right place. I just, to your point, I think what happens sometimes is there's
abstained. I just want credit for abstaining, commenting on that. Could you?
It's noted.
Thank you, sir.
Duly noted. No, because I've had some conversations and there's always that going to be that challenge of it just, I know when I'm in a room with a bunch of men, my mind is thinking a little bit differently than it's just natural, right? It just happens.
It is.
And when I know that I'm talking to other women, now there are some women who come into the room and you kind of go, okay, they think a little bit like a man sometimes. So you're going to go, okay, so I'll have a good time. My point is that I just, you know, and once again, we say all this so that way people can engage with their county council members. I say what I say about the school board because people need to engage with the school board members and tell them that this stuff is unacceptable and that we need to have a long-term vision and plan. And not just something short term. That's what I want because I've seen this rodeo before, whether it be Volusia County Schools or certain things they do at the county council level. I've now been around long enough to know. I've seen certain things and I just kind of go, guys, we're going down the same path again. Please change. And so for those who want to listen, engage with your school board members. That's what they're there for. You know what I mean? They're there so you can engage and tell them, guys, I don't like what I'm seeing. I hear you, but then engage. Now, I know they're going out in the schools and this, that, and the other, but then tell them to make sure they're engaging with the staff as much as they can. I'd say the same thing with the county council. Make sure they're going out there engaging with everybody as much as possible. And I don't claim to have all the ideas. But once again, I'll say this. I'll challenge everybody up on either one of those dioceses or any local government. You don't have all the ideas. Listen to folks. They may come up with something or once someone that's a good idea.
Sometimes girls have good ideas too, you know.
Sometimes.
I didn't even get triggered by that.
Okay. I was getting ready to just flinch a little bit.
I saw that. Hey.
I meant that in a good way, though.
I know. Hey, I got to get to the Tortugas game.
Yes, I have
on this attractive shirt worn by a famous guy. I have it on because I have on a shirt that identifies who and what I do. So I had to cover up.
Hawaii 5-0, baby.
Wait, hold on a minute.
Hawaii 5-0, that stuff.
Hold on a minute. So I'm off to Deltona Knights at the Tortuga baseball game tonight. I have dropped tickets around the city, and I have told people they're free tickets. So, it'll be Tuesday. The game will be over. Cool. But I'm just saying that's what I'm rushing out for. And can you believe it's been an hour, like, already?
I want to give a prop out to something that you just, right, real quick.
Prop.
For everybody out there in Volusia County who happens to be listening. Please do me a favor. Go support any local events you got going on this weekend, whether it be the Tortugas in Daytona Beach, anything happened in Daytona, to Port Orange, Ormond Beach. Folks, this is our look, and I'm going to end it on this, regardless of whatever I may bicker about. Folks, this is our community, right? Go to some of the things. Like, I'll go to DeLand every once in a while when something going on DeLand to help support because I believe it's important. I love going to stuff on the east side, whether it be Daytona Beach or New Smyrna.
Yep.
Folks, get out there and really enjoy your community. There's a lot that we have to offer in Volusia.
Yep.
The politics is the politics. That's what we're here to rail about sometimes and complain, or hopefully we can offer an idea for folks to talk to whoever about. Mm-hmm. But please get in your community. Like what Dana's trying to do tonight with the Tortugas, go out, go catch a baseball game, go catch a whatever you want to do. Just go do it in Volusia County.
You know what I'm doing in the morning?
What?
State of the region.
Are you?
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting.
That's very interesting.
We'll see who shows up to show up.
All right. That's anything
it.
Else? That's it. I'm out. We're out.
Yeah.
We're out. OG, are you done?
I'm finished.
Yeah.
Okay. You were very instrumental in today's program being a success.
Thank you very much.
We would like to thank you for everything that you do.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You are a great support system. Mm-hmm. And I would encourage anyone to bring, what is that shit? Peanut butter liquor here. What is the stuff called?
Blind squirrel.
I just heard about
butter
that.
Whiskey.
Yeah, but you have another one that you were...
Yeah, we don't talk to the other one anymore.
We don't?
Well, I know.
Okay.
They wouldn't sponsor one of the other shows. And they weren't nice about it.
Really?
Yeah, so...
Okay, so what he said.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, listen.
Oh, good.
Remember, good. Yeah. Volusia County, we're listening. That's and we right. want to know what's important to you because, remember this, if it's important to you...
Then it's important... To me. No, I'm sorry. To us. Take care, everyone. Peace. Bye.
This has been The Smoking Truth with Dana McCool and Eric Raimondo. Listen for new episodes every Tuesday at 8 a.m. This has been a Mike and Mike production.